Tale of Angelino Brown, written by David Almond and read by Malcolm Hamilton.
The bus is silent and empty. It's getting dark. Bert is still humming along with the little angel as he drives into the depot. Some of the blokes have been waiting for him. They want him to come for a pint. They often go together to the bus driver's arms to have a good moan about traffic jams and bus stops and passengers and blooming kids. "No thanks, mates," says Bert. "Not tonight." "What's up, Bert?" says his best mate, Sam. "Nothing, Sam," says Bert. The blokes watch him leave the depot. "That's not like him," says Sam. "He's the best mourner of us all." Bert walks homeward. The sky is streaked with orange and red. Stars are shining in the darkest parts just above the horizon. He walks through the park. The moon rises and shines down on him. Bert hesitates. He lifts the angel out of his pocket and lets it stand on his hand again. It shakes its wings, and they shine and flicker in the moonlight. It looks just like an angel's supposed to look. Just perfect. "Who are you?" Bert whispers. The angel stares back at Bert, like it hasn't a clue. It points to the pocket and starts to climb Bert's sleeve towards it. Bert helps the angel on its way, patting the pocket into place as the angel drops in again. He walks on, into the bus conductor's lane and through the gate to his little terraced house, number 15. "Hello, love," calls Betty as he steps inside. She comes to give him a kiss. "Had a good day," she says. "Not bad," he says. "I found this, Betty." He takes the angel out and puts it on the table next to a vase of chrysanthemums. It stands there, looking up at them. "It's an angel," says Betty. "I know. It was in my pocket." "How did it get in there?" Bert shrugs. The angel licks its fingers. "Dunno," Bert says. "He's nice," says Betty. "Is he?" "Course he is. Look at him." "I suppose he is," says Bert. "Does he do anything?" says Betty.
"Like what?"
"Does he talk or something? Or fly or something?"
"Dunno. I've not known him very long. He hums a bit."
"Do you think he likes chips?"
"You could try him.
He definitely likes midget gems." "I'll do him an egg as well, eh?" "Good idea." Betty goes to the cooker to put the chip pan on.
"Do you think we should tell anybody?" she calls.
"Like who?"
"Like the police or something. Maybe he's been reported missing."
"I'll look in the paper, eh?"
"Aye, there'll maybe be something in there, Bert."
Bert sits down in his chair and opens the paper. It's all about wars and bombs and the storms in the West Country that get worse every year and kids looking for jobs that don't exist. The Prime Minister's wife has just bought a lovely frock in a charity shop and says that when people pull together, they can overcome anything. A turtle has predicted the winner of the next World Cup. But a missing angel? Not a dicky bird. Bert shrugs. Maybe something will come up later, on the telly. He looks at the angel.
"Are you all right?" says Bert. The angel says nothing.
"Make yourself at home," Bert tells him. The angel flutters his wings, then sits down against the vase. "Good lad," says Bert.